This is Belmont Swim and Dive Podcast. February 14th edition. Sectional prelim edition. Girls sectional wrap up. All right. Happy Valentine's Day, February 2024, 14th. Well, we're going to talk about boys' sectionals coming up here. We are also going to revisit some of the highlights of the girls' sectionals. So let's get started here. First and foremost, want to review the all-conference honors that we saw over the season. So to the girls, we had two all-conference honors. We had Madison Witte, junior, make second team all-conference. Ella Huckemeyer, sophomore, make honorable mention all-conference. There was four boys overall that got all-conference honors. First team all-conference goes to Oliver Whirling, sophomore. Another first team all-conference goes to Logan Whitaker for diving. Then we had a second team all-conference, freshman Hudson Kroll. And Zane Roop got an honorable mention, sophomore Zane Roop. So congratulations. Six individuals from Belmont swim team got all-conference honors. Any eight all-conference honors. Now, girls sectionals ended here but a week and a half ago. Some of the highlights from that, I'm just going to go over the top eight finishers. So they had a sixth place finish in the 200 medley relay with a time of 2:09.19. McCray Bramus Witte Bronlow, a sixth place finish in the 50 freestyle by Madison Witte with a time of 26:90. Shaylin McCray got an eighth place finish in the 100 backstroke with a time of 1:11. And then they had a sixth place finish overall, the 400 free relay at a 4:10.60. It was Witte, McCray, Ashley, Huckemeyer. For sectionals overall, Delta had a very strong team. They pretty much dominated most of that and were the sectional champions for girls. Now, info for the boys. Session one starts tomorrow at 5:30, February 15th. It's at Jay County. This will be swimming only on Thursday. Every team can have one relay, and they can have three swimmers in each individual event, in case you were curious of that. The lineup pretty much goes the same. So we have anywhere from, you know, mid-20s to mid-30s, sometimes 40 swimmers in each event. They whittle these down on Thursday going into Saturday. So top 16 swimmers get to swim again on Saturday. The top 16 swimmers contribute to the overall team score, which determines who the sectional champion is. The top 8 swimmers, obviously they score, but the winner, if you are in the top 8, is what is considered kind of like a regional. If you win your event and you're in the top 8, you get your bid to go swim at state. So let's get into it. Let's go over the events, where our boys are participating, where they're seated, chances, things of that nature. So first event, obviously, is a 200-yard medley relay. Coach Norby usually, he'll put a certain amount of kids on there, and he waits. And the final day, you can submit your overall relay team. But typically so far this year, this has been Whirling in the back, Roop with the fly, Kroll with the breaststroke, and Whitaker swimming the freestyle. They have a time of 154.28. We are a fifth seed out of, it looks like, 11 teams. So if we swim good, we should get to swim again on Saturday and contribute 2 points. Next event up is 200-yard freestyle. We have 3 swimmers in this event, it looks like. Oliver Goble, he is a 14th place seed. We have Samson Owens, a freshman. He is a 23rd place seed. And we have Colton Gerber, freshman. He is a 25th place seed. There's 31 swimmers in this event. So right now, if you look at overall times, we have someone sitting 14, 23, and 25. How the boys show up, Samson, Colton, get some good swims in, get in there in the top 16, contributes to overall team score and points on Saturday. Next event would be event number 3, 200 IM. There's 26 total swimmers in there. We have 2 Belmont swimmers participating. A 22nd seed is Tafiq Ali, is a junior from Belmont. And then we have a 6th seed, Oliver Whirling, sophomore from Belmont. So we'll see what they can do. Delta has by far the quickest individual in this event. He is a junior this year, swims around a 2 flat. Bluffton's got a strong swimmer. Norwell, Adams Central, and another Bluffton kid all are in front of the Belmont swimmer, Oliver Whirling. But basically, after your top 2, you're kind of in a tight niche there. So it depends what type of swims individuals have on any given day. So that's why Thursday is important. You got to put your best swims together, because everybody there is vying for a top 8 spot. And a lot of times are pretty close. Moving on, event number 4, we have the 50-yard freestyle. We have 3 swimmers from Belmont. Hudson Kroll is a 12 seed. Tahir Ali is a 24 seed. James Miller is a 25 seed. Now, when we're talking about the 50 free and we look at overall top 16, things like that, this is actually the number 1 seed is from Muncie Burris. His time is a 24.12. This is a pretty slow 50 free this year. Compared to what we had last year, Noah Short and the Reidenbacher kid from Norwell were duking it out 1 and 2. Hudson is a freshman. He could have a good swim and move his way up into the top 8 if he really puts it all together. He's 25.62, for example, and that's a 12 seed. Ian Neuenschwander from South Adams is a 25.22, and that is the number 8 seed. So the number 1 seed is a 24.12. So any given day, anything can happen. That's something to kind of watch there. Would like to see Tafiq and Tahir and James move up in the top 16 too. So let's see how we perform in that event. Keep an eye on the 50 free. 100-yard butterfly, we got one guy in there. One guy, Zane Roop. Honorable mention, NEA All-Conference Zane Roop. His time, he is a 11th seed. Similar here. His time is a 106.03 is his best time. He swam there at conference. This one's a little tougher. The top 4 guys go under a minute here, but then it kind of trails off. So definitely has a shot. Top 16, if he has one of them great swims, which he has in him, he can get up there into the top 8. Okay. What do we got coming up next? Event number 7 is 100-yard freestyle. According to my notes, we got 3 Belmont young men in there. They're all freshmen, a 24, 25, and 29 seed. So we got Logan Whitaker at 24, James Miller at 25, Tahir Ali at 29. There is, let's see, 37 swimmers in this event. So, and, you know, they're sitting around a 105, 106 time frame, top 16 kids on this under a minute. So they need to have a swim to get there, and they can do it. After that, we got a 500-yard freestyle. We got two swimmers in this. Sophomore Oliver Goble is sitting a 13th seed. He had a great conference swim of 6:05.66. There's a junior from Delta that's the one to watch on this. He swims under 5 minutes and a 4:55.70. And he's relatively young. He'll be back again. Now, Samson Owen is a 23rd seed. He had a great swim at Helen P. Brown against Snyder. Let's see him get back to his time, cut some time off of that. He's 6:37.74. So two guys to watch. 13th seed Oliver Goble, 23rd seed Samson Owen. There's only 25 young men in this event. Part of that is probably because, well, I don't know. The 500 is a long event. God bless you, Oliver Goble and Samson Owens. I don't even think I walk that far. So, okay, after that, we got a 200-yard freestyle. Now, we're sitting at 11th seed on this at 11 teams. We got a time of 1:53.75. We've got eight swimmers here that he could put in, and he's changed this lineup quite a bit throughout the year. So, Samson Owens, Tahir Ali, Logan Whitaker, Hudson Kroll, Tafiq Ali, Oliver Goble, James Miller, Colton Gerber. There's the eight individuals he has placed in here. He'll come out with his lineup tomorrow. After that, we move on to the 100-yard backstrokes, event number 10. This event's going to be pretty dicey and interesting to watch. So we got three swimmers in here from Belmont. We have the number 4 seed, sophomore Oliver Worling. We have a number 10 seed, Zane Roop. And Colton Gerber is down a 28th seed out of 31 swimmers. So backstroke's just new to Colton. He's working on it. He's a freshman. Goal there is to get a great time, beat your best. Zane is a 10 seed. Oliver is a number 4 seed. The interesting thing about this is you can call this the NE8 ACAC showdown. So Oliver Worling was your NE8 champion in backstroke, and Noah Brooks from Bluffton, who's a number 1 seed, was the ACAC backstroke champion. The number 2 backstroke champion for the ACAC was Logan Clark, and he's a number 2 seed. So, and it's relatively all in this bunch together. This is going to be a really interesting event. You have your number 1 seed who goes a 59.10. Number 2 seed Logan Clark from Adams Central, who his best time was a 1:59, which was at the ACAC conference meet. Dalton Rogers from Bluffton swim at a 1:01.15. Whirling swam the NE8 meet. His time was a 1:02.70. And then number 5 seed's a 1:04.45. Number 6 is a 1:05.38. Number 7 seed's a 1:05.60. Number 8 seed is a 1:06.90. So you got to be on your game. You got to put your best swims together because everybody's right there. Zane's sitting at a 1:08.32. I know talking to him in the past, his goal is to get down to like a 1:06.5. If he would do that, he would make it into the top 8, more than likely. So NE8 ACAC showdown on the 100 backstroke. It's not out of the possibility to see the boys from Belmont put together some good swims and impress some people there in this event. We kind of have a similar situation when we go to the next event, which is the 100-yard breaststroke. We have freshman Hudson Kroll, who's a 7 seed. Tafiq Ali is a 21 seed. The reason I say it's a similar situation is Hudson is a number 7 seed. He's a freshman. He's got a time of 1:08.97, which is his best time. Now, the number 1 seed in this event swims a 1:06.06, and that's Cooper Kowalski from Huntington North. He's going to swim at Anderson, but it's relatively tight also. So Cale Meredith is at a 1:06.75. Braden Howe from South Adams is a 1:06.87. Bluffton senior Rubles is a 1:07.1. Eric Redfield from Muncie Central is a 1:08.1. And a kid from Delta, Hotmeyer, is a 1:08.16, and then Hudson's right there at 7 at a 1:08.97. So, man, I'd like to see Hudson put a swim together and go up there and shake things up. So, backstroke and breaststroke are two events that need to be watched closely, along with the 50 free. There could be some shakeups there. So especially you could see some good swims from Belmont swimmers. Lastly, we got a 400-yard freestyle relay. Now, we're a fifth-place seed with a time of 3:55.53. Typically, and this could go either way, but you usually see a Gobel, Whirling, Kroll, Whitaker, Ali, depending on how kids are rested and what the lineup is. I know we touched under that four-minute mark. I want to say before conference, and I want to say that that was Gobel, Whirling, Kroll, Ali. So we'll see what he does there. The eight swimmers registered for that are Owens, Whirling, Whitaker, Kroll, Gerber, Roop, Gobel, Ali, Tafiq Ali, that is. All right, so that's where we are. They do a circle seating, meaning you don't have like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids all going against each other. There's heats. They'll put one or two of the faster kids together, and then they circle seat it where the kids with the higher times kind of get in the outside lanes. So can't slough off, have to swim well, have to put together great times, swim the best you can on Thursday, and then swim even harder on Saturday. The interesting thing about boys sectionals as opposed to girls sectionals was dominated by Delta. They won, I think, every event except for one. Bluffton sent a girl down to state, which, you know, you say, oh, that's awesome. Well, then I think I saw Carmel won their 38th state title for girls swimming, so that's a little ridiculous, but we can talk about that on a different podcast. When you look at boys, everybody there, if you want to talk about strong teams, last year Norwell won. They're still pretty solid, but they got some kids banged up. They have 2 or 3 kids that are dealing with some issues, and they don't have the numbers as they did last year. So the two strongest teams actually look to be Huntington North, which was your NE8 conference team, then Bluffton. Bluffton has a lot of solid swimmers and a lot of numbers, which is what I'm always preaching. We got some good kids that are working hard. We just need some more numbers. So we have a chance to place pretty well in sectionals this year, boys, if we come, show up, have great swims, and make it on so we can participate in points. Your top three looks like Huntington North, Bluffton, Norwell. Delta's going to be up there. I shouldn't say that. It's not just going to be dominated by one school. So it should be a pretty cool shakeup, a good sectional. We have a lot of opportunities for our young men. A couple events to really watch. We just got to see who shows up and wants it. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Whoever wants it the most, wants to make waves. You got to go out there and treat everything like this is your last swim, because you never know what's going to happen. So after this, like I said, top 16 goes on to Saturday. They obviously, the top 16 all participates in points. The second session on Saturday, the 17th, is also Jay County again. They do things a little different. Diving starts at 9 a.m. So we have our NE8 conference champ, Logan Whitaker, diving for us. He'll be taking on the ACAC champ, Damian Light from M Central. So again, we're going to have an NE8 ACAC matchup for top two divers. Delta had a great diving team last year. They graduated quite a bit. Norwell doesn't have any divers. We've seen the Bluffton divers. Logan carved them up pretty well the other day. Blackford has some divers who Logan's beat. Things look really good for Logan making it on to regionals. He's got to show up, compete, be confident, and I will get us some points. So best of luck to the freshman NE8 diving champion Logan Whitaker. They start at 9 a.m. They throw the majority of their dives, and then swimming starts at 1 o'clock, and we go all the way the first couple events, and then after the 50 free, the divers come back, and they throw their final couple dives, and they give awards. So then we finish up swim. So after Saturday, we will know what divers move on to regionals. We will know if we have any swimmers that were swimming in the top 8, got a bid to make it to state. Other than that, we got middle school swim starting. They've participated in a few things. Norwell invite. They swam against Columbia City last night. I think the boys won. The girls did not win, but they did fare pretty well. So there's some talented young individuals in middle school. And where I'm going with this is you got to tell your friends to come out for swim. Great way to stay in shape if you are a runner, if you do cross country and track and you don't do anything in the winter. Plus, if you're a solid swimmer, you can participate. We need more people so we can win conference, and we have sectional champs because we've got good coaches, good individual swimmers, great team. Just need a few more kids to come out and be interested. Good things are happening for Belmont swimming. So show up early to sectionals. And what I mean by early is if you didn't go to the girls, I know I went down to the girls. I picked a bunch of the kids up and took them down, the boys, after school. We left right at 3 o'clock, got down there around 4. Place was half full. I think the Norwell fans went down there at 9 a.m. and sat in the parking lot and waited for the doors to open and went in right after school and sat down. So it would be pretty cool to get down there early and steal a bunch of seats from them. Love to see that happen. Just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Best of luck to everybody on Thursday. Have a good Valentine's Day. This is Doug Whirling for Belmont Swimming Bag Podcast, signing off. You've been listening to the Belmont Swim and Dive Podcast. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and the Podbean app.